Section 3. More Integrated Listening and Writing. Listen to the lecture and answer the questions.
The idea of terraforming Mars has been around for decades. Mars appears to possess many of the materials needed to build an Earth-like atmosphere. It has carbon dioxide in its atmosphere and in its ice caps, water and therefore hydrogen and oxygen, also in the ice caps and underground, and nitrogen locked into the soil. Mars is at present an inhospitable environment, but that may not always have been the case. River channels and other topographical features suggest that 3.5 billion years ago, the planet was warm, had water flowing across its surface, and had a relatively thick atmosphere. Over time, however, the atmosphere was absorbed into the soil and into space. Most of the water would have frozen into the soil and contracted into the polar caps. The rest would have evaporated into space. The first step in terraforming Mars would be to raise the temperature. Mars tends to be very cold because it is 1.52 times as far from the sun as the Earth and only receives 43% as much sunlight. A possible method for making Mars a warmer place was discovered by accident here on Earth. As practically everyone knows by now, industrial activity has raised the amount of carbon dioxide and chlorofluorocarbons, or CFCs, in the Earth's atmosphere. These greenhouse gases trap more of the sun's heat, threatening the Earth with rising temperatures. On Earth, greenhouse gas buildup is a threat. On Mars, it could be a blessing. Adding CFCs would allow it to heat up. The Martian soil is believed to be rich in chlorine, fluorine, carbon, hydrogen, and other CFC building blocks. If factories could be built to make and release several million tons of CFCs, they could raise the temperature 30 degrees Celsius in a year. When temperatures reached about minus 30 degrees Celsius, Martian soil would begin to release carbon dioxide, increasing the temperature further. Once average temperatures went above freezing, water vapor would begin to be released from permafrost, the polar ice caps, and underground ice deposits. This process could take anywhere from 100 to 100,000 years, depending on how carbon dioxide is distributed in the planet's surface. In any case, once water vapor is released in quantity, a few tough plant species could be planted on the surface. As plants spread, they would also break down carbon dioxide in the air by converting it into oxygen, which is necessary to support animal life.
Number 1. How is the information in the lecture organized? Number 2. According to the lecture, all of the following are currently found on Mars except... Number 3. It can be inferred from the lecture that the main task of terraforming Mars is to provide it with... Number 4. According to the speaker, Mars may have had water and warmer temperatures. Number 5. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
As practically everyone knows by now, industrial activity has raised the amount of carbon dioxide and chlorofluorocarbons, or CFCs, in the Earth's atmosphere. These greenhouse gases trap more of the sun's heat, threatening the Earth with rising temperatures. On Earth, greenhouse gas buildup is a threat. On Mars, it could be a blessing.
What does the speaker mean when he says this?
On Mars, it could be a blessing.
Number 6. According to the speaker, what will happen when temperatures on Mars reach minus 30 degrees Celsius? Number 7. According to the speaker, where are the building blocks for CFCs found on Mars? Number 8. What does the speaker imply about the amount of time needed to terraform Mars?